Hello.
Hey, Sarah, returning your call. I was on two other phone calls. I apologize.
It's okay. I just shot you an email. I have Johnny Porter calling me again.
I already talked to him this morning.
Oh, okay, because I don't want to give him any information if I, you know, like, I don't know what to do. Because he said he was asking about the schedule and everything, so.
It's none of his business. Anything regards to his father, he can't get from us. We can't just share information with family members.
Right.
And I told him that on the phone. I also told him we did a fraud investigation. We did two pop-up visits and multiple phone calls. About half the phone calls she was there, both pop-up visits she was there. I told him, I'm not a police investigator. Go to the school, take a picture of her time-stamped in uniform during the shift, and we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
But until then, you know, call the police or call the Office of Inspector General. I provided him with the website. And I said, like, you got to understand, there's nothing to do. What he doesn't, he wants the job. What he doesn't understand is that his father doesn't want him, A, and B, even if his father did want him, what he's doing is going to interfere with his father's services.
Yeah.
He'll get cut. So, right. What's the upside?
I just wanted to make sure, like, because I don't want to get involved.
No. Don't give out information unless it's a household member that has permission.
Yeah, no, I'll only speak to
the patient.
Patient
themselves. You obviously can give out, like, certain care information to family, but not in this case.
No, not in this case. Yeah, that's what I mean. So, I mean, because he called me off guard. I just told him that the schedule was 9:30 to 11, and then he was asking about, like, if it changed as of month, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not going to move any further than that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.